Praise God. A su nombre. Aleluya. Dios merece toda la gloria. God is worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We give God glory for what he's doing. Hallelujah. This church wouldn't exist if it wasn't for our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, you're in for a special treat. Brother Danny Johnston is from Auburn Hills, Michigan. He was the regional director over the North Central Spanish work at the national level. And he is a pastor of a very strong church there in Auburn Hills, strong Spanish church. We give honor to him and appreciate Brother Johnston taking time out of his schedule, leaving his church behind to come and minister to us tonight. And you will enjoy the word of God tonight. You will be blessed by the word of God tonight. We're asking Brother Johnston to come at this time. He's going to be speaking in English, and I'm going to be translating in Spanish so that everybody will be able to understand what's going on. God bless you, Brother Johnston. Venga, por favor. Dios le bendiga.
It is an honor to be here with you today.
Es un honor estar aquí con ustedes hoy.
I feel very privileged to be here with you.
Siento privilegiado estar con ustedes hoy aquí.
I don't normally get invited to things like this.
No normalmente estoy invitado a cosas tal como este.
I normally just go preach in little churches.
Normalmente voy predicando en iglesias pequeñitas.
And that's where my heart is.
Está mi corazón.
Is to preach to my people.
Es predicar a mi pueblo.
I do want to take time to thank Pastor Williford.
Quiero tomar tiempo para decir gracias al Pastor Williford.
And also the rest of the pastoral staff.
También el resto de este equipo pastoral.
Amen.
Amen.
I also want to thank all of you.
También quiero decir gracias a todos de ustedes.
That are from the English speaking church.
Son del hablar inglés.
We're only one church.
Somos una iglesia.
We're just one church.
Solo una iglesia.
He said, upon this rock I will build my church.
Jesús le dijo, por vuestra... No.
Upon this rock I will build my church.
Sobre esta iglesia edificaré mi iglesia.
So there's only one church.
Entonces solamente hay una iglesia.
And you've always wanted to learn to speak Spanish.
Siempre ha deseado aprender español.
When you get to heaven, you're going to speak Spanish.
Cuando viene a los cielos, va a hablar en español.
That's the language of Los Angeles.
Es la idioma de Los Ángeles.
Los Angeles means the angels.
Los Ángeles quiere decir the angels.
So you're going to speak the language of the angels.
Pero va a hablar la idioma de Los Ángeles.
But I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Quiero decirle de mi corazón.
I thank you that you have taken the plight of my people.
Tome el placer, doy gracias por tomar este plaga de mi pueblo.
You've taken on the plight of my people.
Tomado este plaga de mi pueblo.
This last election,
esta última elección,
put the light upon us.
Puso luz sobre nosotros.
And it's still upon us.
Todavía está sobre nosotros.
Our people are getting stopped everywhere just because of their looks.
Nuestro pueblo están parados en todas partes por causa de su apariencia.
There is a lot of racial profiling going on, whether they admit it or not.
Hay mucho perfil de raza de parte si es bien o no.
And I want to thank you that you have looked beyond all that.
Quiero decir gracias que ha mirado pasando esto.
And you have not seen my people.
No ha visto mi pueblo.
In the way that others have seen my people.
En la manera que otros han visto mi pueblo.
But you have just seen them as souls that need to find a God.
Solamente ha visto como almas que necesitan encontrar el camino a Dios.
And so I thank you for your burden.
Entonces doy gracias por su carga.
May God richly bless you.
Que Dios ricamente le bendice.
Amen. I also want to thank Brother Clark and his wife.
También quiero decir gracias a hermano Clark y su esposa.
For this invitation to be here with you.
Por esta invitación a estar con ustedes hoy.
Brother Clark has been my friend.
Hermano Clark ha estado un amigo.
And I was the regional director for about 6 or 8 years.
Yo estaba el director regional por más o menos 6 años.
And he was always there to help me.
Siempre estaba ahí para apoyarme.
And so I want to thank Brother Clark.
Entonces quiero decir gracias, hermano Clark.
You're all white. I mean, all right.
Soy todo blanco, todo bien.
I thought you'd like that. My last name is Johnston.
Mi apellido es Johnston.
And I got a little white in me too.
Tengo un poco blanco en mí también.
I do. I have white. White Anglo-Saxon blood.
Soy Anglo-Saxon blanco en mi sangre.
And I look Oriental.
Aparezco Oriental.
Go figure.
Figura esto.
But I'm like the Apostle Paul.
Soy semejante al Apostle Pablo.
He said, I'm all things to all people.
Soy todos a toda la gente.
I just want to reach people.
Yo quiero alcanzar al pueblo.
That's all that matters.
No importa.
And I am grateful to be in the house of God again.
Tengo gratitud por estar en la casa de Dios de nuevo.
I have been to hell and back.
He estado en el Hades y regresando.
I had a lot of problems in my life.
Tuve muchos problemas en mi vida.
A lot of physical problems.
Problemas físicas.
But I'm still here.
Todavía estoy aquí.
God's still with me.
Dios está conmigo.
I'm still giving it all I got.
Estoy dando todo lo que
and
tengo.
I'm going to keep giving it all I got.
Voy a seguir dando todo lo que tengo.
He's still faithful.
Está fiel.
I said he's still faithful.
Dios está fiel.
I said he's still faithful.
Él todavía está fiel.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Bendito el nombre del Señor.
Before I got here,
antes de llegar,
I knew I would be preaching a message to you.
Sabía que voy a estar predicando un mensaje a ustedes.
And so I believe the Lord wants me to speak to you about your faith.
Creo que el Señor quiere que hablo de su fe.
Are you ready?
¿Está listo?
We're going to go to the Word of God.
Vamos a ir a la palabra de Dios.
Matthew 17.
Mateo 17.
I'm also going to say this. I don't normally preach in English.
No, normalmente estoy predicando en inglés.
My church is we do everything in Spanish.
Hacemos todo en español.
And so it's about once a year that I preach in English.
Una vez al año estoy predicando en inglés.
So if I start stuttering and speak in Spanish,
estoy tropezando y hablando en español.
Just bear with me, okay?
Me soporta.
Are you here today that you need a miracle?
Está aquí que necesita un milagro.
Do you need a miracle?
Necesita milagro.
Do you need a miracle?
Usted necesita un milagro.
Do you need a miracle?
Necesita un milagro. Vámonos.
I'm just going to be up front with you.
Voy a estar muy frente con usted.
I didn't come to play church.
No he venido para jugar iglesia.
The Most High is here.
El Altísimo está aquí.
And if he's here,
si él está aquí,
do you think he just showed up just so you could say, oh, I feel the Lord?
Piensa que él llegó simplemente para decir, he sentido al Señor.
Wherever he went,
donde él vaya, se vaya,
something happened.
Algo sucedió.
Wherever Jesus went,
donde Jesús se iba,
something happened.
Algo sucedió.
And if you say the Lord is here,
si usted dice el Señor está aquí,
if you say the presence of the Lord is here,
decir, la presencia del Señor
then
está aquí.
He's not just here just so you could feel him.
No está aquí solamente para sentir.
He's here to do a work in your life.
Está aquí para hacer una obra en su vida.
I don't know if you understand me.
No sé si usted me entiende.
If he's here,
si está aquí,
he's here to do a work in your life.
Está aquí para hacer una obra en su vida.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I'm going to read to you one of the most quoted scriptures.
Voy a leer un verso más dicho en las escrituras.
The Bible said in Matthew chapter 17.
La Biblia dice en Mateo 17.
And verse number 20.
Verso 20.
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Jesús les dijo, por vuestra poca fe, porque de cierto os digo que si tuvieres fe como un grano de mostaza, diréis a este monte, pásate de aquí allá, y se pasará, y nada os será imposible.
He said nothing will be impossible.
Él dijo, nada os será imposible.
Many of us are facing impossibilities.
Muchos de nosotros enfrentamos imposibilidades.
And so it seems that that's what they are.
Aparece tal así.
But he said nothing will be impossible.
Pero nada será imposible.
Brother Clark, I'm going to ask you to pray.
Gracias, Señor, por su palabra. Ayúdanos a recibir con fe. Queremos mezclar con fe su palabra ungida esta tarde. Haga su obra como usted quiere, Señor. Unge su mensajero para presentar su palabra. En el nombre precioso de Jesús, oremos esta cosa. Gracias, Señor, por su toque, por su presencia que sentimos en este lugar. En el nombre precioso de Jesús. Aleluya. Amén.
Everybody said in the name of Jesus.
Todos digan en el nombre de Jesús.
Pueden tomar su lugar. You, I'm preaching Spanish. You may be seated.
Puede tomar sus asientos.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I'll do the other way.
We have read one of the most quoted scriptures in all of the Word of God.
Hemos leído uno de los versos más dicho en toda la Escritura.
I must confess to you.
Tengo que confesar a usted.
That this is one of the most most misquoted scriptures in all of the Word of God.
Esto es uno de los más mal dicho en toda la Escritura.
Because we have always believed.
Siempre hemos creído.
That if we had a little faith.
Si tuvimos poca fe.
Like a grain of mustard
como
seed.
Como este grano de mostaza.
And we have always heard it preached that way.
Siempre hemos estado escuchándolo predicado así.
In fact, if you have a New International Version Bible in your lap.
Si usted tenga esta versión nueva internacional en su mano.
You are going to see that it is quoted in the way that most people have preached it.
Usted va a verlo predicado en la manera más popular.
Because most people believe that the scripture says if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed.
Muchos dicen, están predicando, si usted tiene fe como el tamaño de un grano de mostaza.
In the New International Version, it says it like that.
En esta versión nueva internacional, así lo dice.
That's how misquoted it has been and preached for years.
Es cuanto está incorrecto y predicado así.
But that's not what the Bible said.
No es lo que dice la Biblia.
The Bible didn't say if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed.
La Biblia no dice el tamaño de grano de mostaza.
Can you say praise the Lord?
Puede decir gloria a Dios.
In fact, a lot of people have believed that if you have just a little bit of faith.
Muchos creen si usted tiene poca fe.
That's all you need.
Es todo lo que necesite.
But that's not what Jesus
Pero
was
no
saying.
Es lo que dijo Jesús.
We sing a song that said faith, 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 just a little bit of faith.
La canción que dice fe, 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 poca fe.
And so we refer it back to the scripture.
Hacemos referencia a esta escritura.
But the Bible is very plain.
La Biblia es bien claro.
That in numerous occasions.
En muchas ocasiones.
Jesus rebuked them for their little faith.
Jesús estaba rechazándoles por su poca fe.
In fact, if you remember when they were out on the boat.
Cuando ellos estaban en ese barca.
And the storms blew against them.
La tempestad estaba soplando contra ellos.
And they went and got Jesus.
Ellos entraron para conseguir agarrar a Jesús.
And they said, Jesus, don't you know that we're going to perish?
Ellos dijeron, Jesús no sabía que vamos a perecer.
Jesus rebuked them for their little faith.
Jesús estaba rechazándoles por su poca fe.
He rebuked them for their little faith.
Estaba rechazándoles por su poca fe.
There's other occasions that I could mention.
Hay otras ocasiones que puedo mencionar.
That he rebuked them for their little bit of faith.
Estaba rechazándoles por su poca fe.
He wasn't talking about having a little bit of faith.
No estaba hablando de tener poca fe.
He said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed.
Si usted tiene fe semejante un grano de mostaza.
In Spanish, it says como. It means like.
En español dice como.
The word like a grain of mustard seed is a word of comparison.
La palabra como es una palabra de comparación.
What Jesus was saying, he said, if you have faith like the faith that a mustard seed has.
Estaba diciendo Jesús, si usted tiene fe como la fe que tiene un grano de mostaza.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Está mirándome como soy loco.
Jesus said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard
Jesús
seed.
Jesús dijo, si usted tiene fe como un grano de mostaza.
Is that what your Bible says or not?
Es lo que dice su Biblia, sí o no?
That's what the Bible said.
Es lo que dice la Biblia.
That we need to have faith like a grain of mustard seed.
Necesitamos fe como un grano de mostaza.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about faith.
Yo quiero decirle algo de fe.
That all of us have been given a measure of faith.
Todos hemos recibido una medida de fe.
The Bible is very plain.
La Biblia es bien claro.
The Bible told us in Romans, in chapter 12.
La Biblia dice en Romanos capítulo 12
that we have all been given a measure of faith.
Hemos todos recibido una medida de fe.
And so don't ever say I don't have faith.
Nunca dice que no tengo fe.
As a pastor, I've had to sit with people.
Como pastor he tenido la necesidad de sentar con personas.
And I've had them look at me and say these words to me.
Y ellos estaban mirándome diciendo esas palabras a mí.
But I don't have faith.
Pero no tengo fe.
Don't you ever say I don't have faith.
Nunca dice no tengo fe.
Because when you say I don't have faith.
Porque cuando dice no tengo fe.
You do have a faith.
Usted sí tiene fe.
But it's a negative faith.
Una fe negativa.
The Bible is very plain.
La Biblia es bien claro.
That we have all been given a measure of faith.
Todos hemos recibido una medida de fe.
And it's not whether you have faith or not.
No es si usted tiene fe o no.
It's if you know how to use your faith.
Si usted sabe cómo usar su
he
fe.
He said if you have faith.
Si usted tenga fe.
And you know how to use it.
Si usted sabe cómo usarlo.
He said nothing will be impossible
nada
to you.
Nada será imposible para ti.
I said nothing will be impossible
nada
to you.
Nada será imposible para
and
usted.
And so today I want to speak to you.
Yo quiero hablar con usted hoy.
About this weapon of faith that we
sobre
have.
Sobre arma de fe que tengamos.
I said we have a weapon of faith.
Tenemos arma de fe.
I said it is a weapon.
Es una arma.
I said it is a weapon.
Es una arma.
That we've got to know how to use.
Debemos saber cómo usar.
Who is going to go to the battle?
¿Quién vaya a la batalla?
And not know how to use their weapon.
Y no saber usar su arma.
We have a weapon.
Tenemos arma.
It is a weapon of faith.
Es arma de fe.
The problem is that we don't know how to use this faith.
El problema es si no sabemos cómo usar este arma de fe.
And so I want to try to help you as to how you can know how to use your faith.
Yo quiero tratar de ayudarle en emprender y saber cómo usar este arma de fe.
He said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed.
Él dijo, si usted tenga fe como un grano de mostaza.
The word like is a word of comparison.
La palabra como es una palabra de comparación.
He said, if you had faith like the grain of mustard seed.
Si usted tenga fe como un grano de mostaza.
And I want you to know what the Bible said in the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
Yo quiero decirle lo que dice la Biblia en San Mateo. Capítulo 13.
Concerning a grain of mustard seed.
Con respecto al grano de mostaza.
And I want you to see what he said in verse number 31.
Yo quiero dejarle saber lo que dice en verso 31.
He said, the kingdom of God is like to a grain of mustard seed.
Él dijo, el reino de los cielos es semejante al grano de mostaza.
Which a man took and sowed in his field.
Que un hombre tomó y sembró en su campo.
Which indeed is the least of all seeds.
La cual a la verdad es la más pequeña de todas las semillas.
But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs.
Pero cuando ha crecido es la mayor de las hortalizas.
It becometh a tree.
Y se hace árbol.
So that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.
De tal manera que vienen las aves del cielo y hacen nidos en sus ramas.
He said the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed.
El reino de Dios es semejante a un grano de mostaza.
He said, which a man took and planted in his field.
El hombre tomó y plantó en su campo.
There's something about
about a grain of mustard seed.
Hay algo de un grano de mostaza.
That God put inside of that little mustard seed.
Que Dios puso dentro de este grano de mostaza.
That it knows.
Esto sabe.
This mustard seed knows.
Este grano de mostaza sabe.
That even though it's a little seed.
Aunque es una semilla pequeñita.
That sooner or later the sun is going to start beating down upon the ground.
En un ratito, el sol va a brillar sobre la tierra.
And the rain is going to come down upon it.
La lluvia va a caer sobre ello.
And when that begins to happen, it's going to start to germinate.
Cuando comenzar de hacer así, va a germinar.
And it knows that one of these days.
En algún de estos días.
I said it knows that one of these days.
Lo sabe que en algún día.
It's not always going to be a little mustard seed.
No siempre va a estar igual como
it knows that one of these. It knows that one of these days God's going to make a big tree out of it.
Dios va a convertirlo y va a venir a ser un árbol grande.
The faith of the grain of mustard seed is this.
Fe de un grano de mostaza es este.
It knows.
Lo sabe.
It knows.
Lo sabe.
I said it knows.
Yo digo él lo sabe.
That God put something inside of it.
Dios puso algo dentro de sí.
That God's going to make something out of that little grain of mustard seed.
Dios va a hacer algo de este grano de mostaza.
You have the same kind of faith inside of you.
Usted tenga la fe dentro de sí.
You have got to know.
Tiene que saber.
That God's going to make something out of your life.
Dios va a hacer algo de su vida.
Is anybody listening to me?
Alguien me escuche.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
That little grain of mustard seed has faith.
Este grano de mostaza tiene fe.
That God's going to do something out of its life.
Que Dios va a hacer algo grande de su vida.
He said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed.
Si tenga fe como un grano de mostaza.
He wasn't talking about the size.
No estaba hablando del tamaño.
But it was talking about what God put inside of it.
Estaba hablando de lo que Dios puso dentro de sí.
Every one of us.
Todo de nosotros.
We have something that God put inside of us.
Tenemos algo que Dios ha puesto dentro de nosotros.
And it is this great weapon of faith.
Este es el gran arma de fe.
But the Bible said this.
La Biblia nos dice.
That without faith.
Sin fe.
It is impossible to please God.
Es imposible agradar a Dios.
And so you have something that you can please God.
Entonces tenga algo en lo cual puede agradar a Dios.
But it depends if you know how to use that faith.
Depende si usted sabe cómo usar esa fe.
You've got to learn how to use this great weapon of faith.
Tiene que aprender usar este grano de fe.
In case you don't know.
En caso de que no sepa.
We're in a great warfare.
Estamos en una guerra grande.
We're in a great warfare.
Estamos en una guerra grande.
And we're fighting with enemies that we cannot see.
Estamos batallando contra enemigos que no podemos
and
ver.
And they don't fight one-on-one.
Y no están luchando uno contra uno.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking to you about a principle that you need to understand.
Estoy hablando con usted sobre un principio que necesita aprender.
And it will revolutionize your life.
Va a revolucionar su vida.
If you will begin to use this principle.
Si puede comenzar de usar este principio.
This principle of faith.
Este principio de fe.
This faith that we have inside of us.
Este fe que tengamos dentro de nosotros.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah.
Praise God. How many
gloria
of you say praise the Lord?
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Now Jesus said, you shall say unto this mountain.
Jesús dijo, va a decir a este monte.
He wasn't talking about literal mountains.
No estaba hablando de montañas literales.
He was talking about the obstacles that we all are going to face.
Estaba hablando de obstáculos que vamos a enfrentar.
Every one of us that are here today.
Cada uno de nosotros que estamos aquí este día.
We have mountains that we are facing.
Tenemos montañas que estamos enfrentando.
And what they are obstacles.
¿Cuáles son ellos? Son obstáculos.
We all are facing one kind or another of some kind of obstacle.
Todos estamos enfrentando una clase o otra de obstáculo.
Some are financial obstacles.
Son algunos de finanzas.
Some are marital obstacles.
Son algunos de matrimonio.
Some are obstacles in the family.
Son obstáculos en la familia.
Others are facing obstacles in your health.
Están enfrentando obstáculos de su salud.
And so Jesus was talking to us how we could have faith for those obstacles.
Jesús estaba diciendo cómo podemos vencer en esos obstáculos.
Are you with me today?
Está conmigo hoy.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
That God's people go from victory to victory.
Es que el pueblo de Dios vaya de victoria en victoria.
It is not the will of God for God's people to live in defeat.
No es la voluntad de Dios por el pueblo de Dios vivir derrotados.
It is the will of God for all of us to live a victorious life.
Es la voluntad de Dios para vivir victorioso.
And we've got to live from victory to victory.
Tenemos que vivir en victoria en victoria.
Somebody say praise God.
Alguien
hallelujah.
Dice gloria a Dios.
We are more than conquerors.
Somos más que vencedores.
I said we're more than conquerors.
Somos más que conquistadores.
Through Him.
Por medio de Él.
Hallelujah. You've got to know.
Tiene que saber
what you have inside of you.
Lo que tiene dentro de sí.
And what you have inside of you.
Lo que tiene dentro.
That it works.
Que eso sirve.
You have to know who you are.
Tiene que saber quién es usted.
You have to know what you have.
Tiene que saber lo que posee.
I preached last night.
Yo estaba predicando anoche.
That we've got to know that who we are.
Necesitamos saber quién somos.
That we are the children of God.
Somos hijos de Dios.
And we've got to know also that we have a heavenly Father.
Tenemos que saber que tenemos un Padre celestial.
I said we're children of God.
Somos hijos de Dios.
And we have a heavenly Father.
Tenemos un Padre celestial.
And all we've got to do is come before our heavenly Father.
Es venir delante de él.
Is anybody listening to me?
Alguien me escuche.
You have got to know who you are.
Tiene que saber quién es.
God's people were walking through the desert.
El pueblo de Dios andando por el desierto.
And up there on the mountaintop.
Ahí en esa montaña.
Without them knowing.
Sin saber.
They had enemies that were watching them.
Ellos tuvieron enemigos que estaban mirándoles.
They were marching through the desert.
Estaban marchando en el desierto.
And their enemy was up there watching them.
Sus enemigos estaban ahí mirándoles.
In case you don't know,
en caso que no sepa,
you have enemies that are watching you.
Usted tiene enemigos que están mirándole.
There is another dimension, and I'm going to talk about this dimension.
Hay otra dimensión y quiero hablar con usted sobre esta dimensión.
We're so used to these five senses.
Estamos tan acostumbrados a estos cinco sentidos.
And we try to operate in these five senses.
Tratamos de operar en esos cinco sentidos.
But what I'm preaching to you about.
Lo que estoy predicando.
And I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Siento el Espíritu Santo aquí.
Is how we can get into that other dimension.
¿Cómo podemos entrar en esta otra dimensión?
I said there's another dimension.
Hay otra dimensión.
Faith operates in the other dimension.
Fe opera en la otra dimensión.
You cannot get God to move in these five senses.
No puede conseguir Dios mover en esos cinco sentidos.
We're going to find out how we can get into the other dimension.
Vamos a descubrir cómo podemos entrar en esta
otra dimensión. They were walking through the desert.
Andando en el desierto.
And up there on the mountaintop.
Ahí en esa montaña.
The prophet tried to curse God's people.
El profeta estaba tratando de maldecir al pueblo de Dios.
And so he went to the Lord.
Él vino al Señor.
And he said, I want to curse these people.
Él dijo, yo quiero maldecir este pueblo.
And I believe he went three times.
Creo que iba tres veces.
And the Lord told him all three times.
El Señor le dijo cada vez.
He said, you can't curse them.
Usted no puede maldecirles.
He said, for they are a blessed people.
Son un pueblo bendito.
Somebody needs to know that I am a blessed people.
Y alguien necesita saber, soy un pueblo bendito.
I said, we are a blessed people.
Somos un pueblo bendito.
We need to know that there's a blessing of God in our life.
Necesitamos saber que hay bendición de Dios en nuestra vida.
We are a blessed people.
Somos un pueblo bendito.
And here's the deal.
Aquí es la cosa.
He said, if you have faith,
si usted tenga fe,
like a grain of mustard
seed, como un grano de mostaza,
he said, you will say.
Usted va a decir.
Faith causes you,
fe le causa,
to speak.
Hablar.
It causes you to speak knowing.
Le causa hablar sabiendo.
Knowing that God is going to back up your words.
Sabiendo que Dios va a respaldar sus palabras.
And when you begin to practice this faith.
Cuando usted comienza, practica esta fe.
And you begin to speak to your mountains.
Comienza a hablar a sus montañas.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Something begins to happen.
Algo comienza a suceder.
So we need to learn this principle.
Necesitamos aprender este principio.
That we have got to learn how to speak to our mountains.
Necesitamos saber cómo hablar a nuestras montañas.
Because these obstacles are not going to move.
Estos obstáculos no van a moverse.
I'm going to tell you, they're not going to move.
Yo quiero decirle, no van a moverse.
You can pray until your tongue falls out of your socket.
Puede orar hasta que su lengua salga de su boca.
And you'll never see a move of God.
Nunca va a ver un mover de Dios.
Because faith will only operate.
Fe solamente va a operar.
When you begin to use it like God wanted you to use it.
Comienza a usarlo como Dios intenta para usted
usarlo. I'm going to tell you something.
Yo quiero decirle algo.
Something that's going to blow your mind.
Yo va a explotar su mente.
There's some things you don't pray about.
Hay algunas cosas usted no ore.
There's some things you don't pray about.
Hay algunas cosas no ore.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Están mirándome como soy loco.
Somebody said you pray for everything.
Usted dice ore por todos.
I got news for you.
Tengo noticia por usted.
I'm going to give you scripture.
Voy a darle Biblia.
There, listen.
Escuche.
We have got to learn how to take authority.
Tenemos que aprender tomar autoridad.
We have got to learn how to take authority.
Tenemos que aprender cómo tomar autoridad.
Remember the centurion that came to Jesus?
Recuerde este centurión que vino a Jesús.
And he said, Jesus, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof.
Él dijo, Jesús, no soy digno que viene bajo de mi techo.
He said, for I too am a man of authority.
Yo también soy hombre de autoridad.
And he said, I know how authority works.
Él dijo, yo sé cómo opera autoridad.
All you got to do is give your word.
Todo que necesita hacer es dar su
and
palabra.
He said, my servant will be healed.
Mi siervo va a ser sanos.
He said, all you got to do is give your word.
Todo necesita hacer es dar su palabra.
He said, I understand how authority
yo
works.
Entiendo cómo opera autoridad.
For I also am a man of authority.
Pues también soy hombre de autoridad.
If I tell this one guy to go over there,
si estoy diciendo, este hombre, vaya,
or another one come here,
otro venga,
they do what I tell them.
Ellos lo hacen que mando,
because I'm the man of authority.
Porque soy hombre de autoridad.
We've got to know who we are.
Debemos aprender quién somos.
That we are people of authority.
Somos pueblo de autoridad.
I said we are a people of authority.
Son pueblos de autoridad.
And faith will only work.
Fe solamente opera.
It's when you practice then use this authority.
Cuando usted practica, use esta autoridad.
Are you with me?
Están conmigo.
I want you to see what the Bible said.
Quiero para usted ver lo que dice la Biblia.
Faith will cause you to speak.
Fe le causa hablar.
To your mountains.
A sus montañas.
He did not say pray over your mountains.
Él no dije ore sobre sus montañas.
He didn't say pray over your mountains.
No dijo ore sobre sus montañas.
He said you speak to your mountains.
Hable a sus montañas.
He said if you have faith like the mustard seed.
Tenga fe como un grano de mostaza.
Then you're going to speak to your mountains.
Usted va a hablar a sus montañas.
I want you to see what the Bible said.
Quiero para usted ver lo que dice la Biblia.
Then he called 12 of his disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases.
Habiendo reunido sus 12 discípulos, les dijo poder y autoridad sobre todos los demonios y para sanar enfermedades.
He gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases.
Les dio poder y autoridad para echar fuera demonios y para sanar enfermedades.
The church's job is to go out and preach the gospel.
El trabajo de la iglesia es para salir y predicar el evangelio.
To cast out devils.
Echar fuera demonios.
I want to ask you a question.
Quiero preguntarle pregunta.
When was the last time you cast a devil out of somebody?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez echar fuera un demonio?
I know people that say to me,
yo conozco personas que me dicen,
oh, don't talk about that. That scares me.
No hable de esto. Me da miedo.
The church's job is to cast out devils.
El trabajo de la iglesia es echar fuera demonios.
Let me tell you.
Yo quiero decirles.
When you begin to practice this.
Cuando comienza a practicar esto.
The devils are going to show up.
El diablos van a venir.
And they're going to manifest themselves.
Van a manifestarse.
But you have authority.
Pero tenga autoridad.
You have to. Here's the deal.
Esto es la cosa.
You've got to take authority over those devils.
Tiene que tomar autoridad contra
because you have
demonios.
Been given authority over those devils.
Usted ha recibido autoridad contra estos demonios.
I cannot tell you how many times we've had to cast devils out of people.
No puedo decir cuántas veces tuvimos que echar fuera demonios de personas.
I've had them speak right to me.
Ellos estaban directamente a mí.
But I've had to take authority over them in the name of Jesus.
Tuve que tomar autoridad contra ellos en el nombre de Jesús.
And they have had to come out.
Ellos tuvieron que salir.
The Bible said he called the 12.
La Biblia dice él llamó los 12.
And he gave them power and authority.
Les dio poder y autoridad.
To cast out over all devils and all diseases.
Echar fuera todo demonio.
Now if you go to the next chapter. If you go to the next chapter,
si usted vaya al próximo capítulo,
look at what it says.
Mire lo que dice.
After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face unto every city and place, whether he himself would come.
Después de estas cosas, designó el Señor también a otros 70, a quienes envió de dos en dos delante de él a toda ciudad y lugar a donde él había de ir.
Now I've read both of these scriptures too for a reason.
Yo he leído estos dos escrituras por razón.
Because in the first verse he said he sent out 12.
En este primer verso él envió 12.
But a lot of people say, well, it was only for the 12.
Muchos dicen solamente es para los 12.
But if you'll notice, the work was so great.
Usted nota la obra es tan grande.
There was so much work that had to be done.
Hay demasiado que tenemos que hacer.
So he had to call 70 more.
Él tuvo la necesidad de llamar 70
and what
más.
He did to the first 12. What he did to the first 12.
Lo que hizo con este primer 12.
He also did with the other 70.
También hizo con los otros 70.
And I'm glad that's in the Bible.
Estoy feliz que está en la Biblia.
Because I know that it wasn't just for 12.
Yo sé que es no solamente es para los 12.
It was for all of us that are here today.
Para todos de nosotros.
Is anybody listening to me?
¿Alguien me escuche esta noche?
I said it's for all of us that are sitting here today. We have been given authority over devils and diseases.
Sobre demonios y enfermedades.
Here's the problem.
Aquí es el problema.
Do we believe it?
Lo creemos.
Do we believe it?
Lo creemos.
Do we believe that God could use me?
¿Creemos que Dios puede usarme?
And I'm here to tell you.
Estoy aquí para decirle.
Yes. Sí. God wants to use you.
Dios quiere usarle.
Every one of us that
are
here.
Cada uno de nosotros.
So here's what happened.
Aquí es lo que sucedió.
He sent the 70 out.
Envió 70.
And they went everywhere they went.
Ellos salían en todas partes.
They were casting out devils.
Estaban echando fuera demonios.
And they were healing the sick.
Estaban sanando los enfermos.
And they came back.
Ellos regresaron.
And when they came back, here's what they said to him.
Y cuando ellos regresaron, esto es lo que ellos dijeron a él.
Look what it says.
Mire lo que dice.
And the 70 returned again with joy.
Volvieron los 70 con gozo.
Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Diciendo, Señor, a los demonios se nos sujetan en tu nombre.
And look at what he said.
Y mire lo que dijo.
I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Yo veía a Satanás caer del cielo como un rayo.
I'm going to explain this to you.
Quiero explicarlo a usted.
You've got to understand this.
Tiene que entenderlo.
In English, it's not written correctly.
En inglés no está escrito bien.
It says, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
Veí el Satanás caer de como relámpago.
But in Spanish, it's a little clearer.
En español es un poquito más claro.
And here's the way it says it in Spanish.
Esto es lo que dice en español.
He said, I was seeing Satan fall like lightning out of heaven.
Yo veía a Satanás caer del cielo como un rayo.
In English, it makes it look like when the devil was kicked out of heaven. That's what it makes it look like.
Aparece como cuando el diablo estaba echado fuera de los cielos.
Everybody knows the devil was kicked out of heaven.
Todos saben que Satanás fue echado fuera de los cielos.
And the way it's written in English here,
la manera que está escrito aquí en inglés,
it makes it look like Jesus was referring to that time when he was kicked out of heaven.
Hace esta referencia como fue expulsado de los cielos.
But that's not what he said.
Pero esto no es lo que dice.
When they came back,
cuando ellos regresaron,
it says, why even the devils are subject to us through thy name.
Aún los demonios son sujetos a nosotros en su nombre.
And Jesus said this.
Jesús dijo esto.
No wonder.
No hay sorpresa.
No wonder I was seeing Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
No es sorpresa que veía a Satanás caer del cielo como un rayo.
I want you to see this.
Quiero para usted ver esto.
There's another dimension.
Hay otra dimensión
that you cannot see.
Que no puede ver.
Watch.
Mire.
If we could take a zipper.
Si podemos tomar una.
Cierre. Cierre.
Cierre.
Let me interpret. If we could take a zipper,
podemos tomar un cierre,
and open it,
y abrirlo,
and look into the other dimension.
Mirar en esta otra dimensión.
There's another dimension you can't see.
Hay otra dimensión que no puede ver.
And I feel the Holy Ghost right about now.
Yo siento el Espíritu ahorita.
There's another dimension that is in operation right now.
Hay otra dimensión que está en operación
that
ahorita.
That you cannot see.
Que no puede ver.
And at this moment, right now.
Y en este momento, ahorita.
They're fighting against you.
Están peleando contra usted.
And they're... And they're whispering in your ear.
Están susurrando en su oreja.
And they're telling you all kinds of things.
Diciendo muchas cosas.
God ain't going to work for you.
Dios, esto no va a servir para usted.
Today is not your day to be
Hoy
healed.
No es su día para ser sano.
Come back another time.
Regrese otra vez.
You're not worthy to be healed.
Usted no es digno estar aquí.
You haven't been good enough.
No ha sido bastante bien.
God ain't going to give you the Holy Ghost
Dios
tonight.
No le dará el Espíritu Santo esta noche.
You'll get the Holy Ghost another time.
Recibirá el Espíritu Santo.
There's another dimension you cannot see.
Otra dimensión que no puede ver.
If you could look into the other dimension,
si podría ver en esta otra dimensión,
you would see the demons all around the church of God. The church
alrededor.
Somebody said they're not around the church.
No están alrededor de la iglesia.
You know what the Bible said?
¿Sabe lo que dice la Biblia?
The Bible said in the book of Job.
La Biblia dice en Job
that when the sons of God came to worship,
cuando los hijos de Hijo de hombre vino para adorar.
When the sons of God came to worship.
Hijo de Dios vino para adorar.
It says Satan came also.
Satanás vino también.
That's what the Bible said.
Es lo que dice la Biblia.
The Bible said that when the sons of God came to worship.
La Biblia dice que cuando ellos vinieron para adorar.
The devil came with them.
El diablo estaba viniendo también.
Don't tell me the devil doesn't come to church.
No me dice que el diablo no viene a la iglesia.
The Bible said that Jesus in many occasions had to cast the devil out of people that was in the church.
La Biblia dice que Jesús y otros tuvieron que echar fuera demonios que estaban en la iglesia.
There's another dimension you cannot see.
Hay otra dimensión que no puede ver.
And they're right here right now.
Están aquí ahorita.
And they're going to fight you every step of the way.
Van a pelear contra usted cada paso.
And there's a way you can get victory over them.
Hay manera que puede recibir la victoria.
It's when you begin to use the faith that God has put inside of you.
Comienza a usar la fe que Dios le ha dado.
I said there's a faith that's inside of you.
Hay fe dentro de sí.
And are you listening to me right now?
Escúchame ahorita.
Your faith is going to cause you to speak.
Su fe va a causarle.
To speak.
Hablar.
Here's what the Bible said this.
La Biblia dice esto.
That they came back to Jesus and they said.
Ellos vinieron a Jesús y
dijeron. Why even the devils are subject to them.
Aún los demonios son sujetos a nosotros.
And they said. Subject to us through your name.
Sujetos a nosotros por medio de su nombre.
Folks, I'm going to run and shout right about now.
Estoy en un momento de correr y gritar.
Listen.
Escúchame.
The one that sees the other dimension.
El uno que ve a la otra dimensión.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Said this.
Dijo esto.
No wonder.
No hay sorpresa.
I kept seeing Satan fall like lightning out of heaven.
Yo estaba siguiendo, veía Satanás caer de los cielos como rayo.
He wasn't talking about when he was cast out of heaven.
No estaba hablando en echar fuera de los cielos.
He was talking about that same week.
Esta misma semana.
Every time they used the name of Jesus.
Cada vez estaban usando el nombre de
Jesús. I said every time that they used the name of Jesus.
Cada vez usando el nombre de Jesús.
He said I saw Satan fall from heaven.
Ver Satanás caer de los cielos.
Like a bolt of lightning.
Como rayo.
He said every time they said the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús,
something happened.
Algo sucede.
Oh, I wish somebody would say Jesus.
Espero que alguien grite Jesús.
They couldn't see what was happening in the other dimension.
Ellos no pudieron ver lo que estaba sucediendo en la otra dimensión.
They couldn't see what was happening in the other dimension.
Ellos no pudieron ver lo que estaba sucediendo en la otra dimensión.
But the one that sees everything in every dimension.
Y todo lo que estaba pasando en esa otra dimensión.
He said, I kept seeing the devil fall out of heaven like lightning.
Yo estaba viendo Satanás caer de los cielos como rayo.
There is something that happens.
Algo sucede.
When you take authority.
Cuando toma autoridad.
And you use the name of Jesus.
Usa el nombre de Jesús.
The devil's gonna fall out of heaven like lightning.
El diablo va a caer de los cielos.
But you're gonna have to take authority.
Usted tiene que tomar autoridad.
You're gonna have to speak to your mountain.
Tiene que hablar con autoridad.
I said you're gonna have to speak to your mountain.
Tiene que hablar a su montaña.
And you've got to tell it in the name of Jesus.
Tiene que decir en el nombre de Jesús.
And you're going to see lightning come out of heaven.
Va a ver relámpago caer de los cielos.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, gloria a Dios.
We have been given faith.
Hemos recibido fe.
But there's something else we've been given.
Algo más que hemos recibido.
We have been given His name.
Hemos recibido su nombre.
And when you use that name,
cuando use ese nombre,
and you use it with power and authority,
lo use con poder y autoridad,
your faith is going to begin to work.
Fe va a operar.
And those mountains are going to have to leave.
Montañas tienen que salir.
Those obstacles are going to have to go.
Obstáculos tienen que ir.
There is another dimension.
Hay otra dimensión.
And faith works in the other dimension.
Fe opera en la otra. Otra dimensión.
But you've got to know how to use this weapon.
Tiene que saber cómo usar esta arma.
You've got to learn to speak to your mountain.
Aprende a usar, hablar a su montaña.
The disciples were out on the boat.
Los discípulos en su barca.
Jesus was sleeping.
Jesús durmiendo.
And they went and got him up. Said Jesus.
Le fue para despertarle. Levántate.
Don't you know that we're going to perish?
No sepa que estamos al punto de perecer.
And here's what Jesus did.
Aquí es lo que hizo Jesús.
Here's what he did.
Es lo que hizo Jesús.
Come here, my 12 disciples.
Venga, mis 12 discípulos.
Here's what he did with the 12 disciples.
Es lo que hizo con los 12.
This is what we do.
Es lo que hacemos.
Here's what he did.
Es lo que hizo.
The winds are blowing.
Los vientos están soplando.
So you know what we're going to do?
¿Sabe qué vamos a hacer?
We're going to have a prayer meeting.
Vamos a tener oración.
We're going to start prayer and fasting.
Vamos a orar y ayunar.
We're going to pray and fast.
Vamos a orar y ayunar.
Is that what he did?
Es lo que hicieron.
Did he come for a prayer meeting?
No. No.
Did he come for a prayer meeting?
Ellos vinieron
para orar. I said a while ago, there's some things you don't pray about.
Hay algunas cosas usted
there's
no
some things you just take authority over.
Se llama autoridad.
The Bible said he took authority over the winds.
Dijo, tomo autoridad.
You've got to learn to speak to the winds.
Tiene que hablar al viento.
And take authority over
tomar
those devils.
Autoridad sobre demonios.
And he just stepped out on the edge of the boat
Jesús
and said, peace.
Salió de esta barca.
Be still.
Tempestad.
He didn't pray about it.
No estaba orando.
He took authority.
Tomó autoridad.
You know why Peter got mad at Peter? Why Peter got mad at Jesus?
Porque Pedro estaba enojado a Jesús.
You know why he was mad at Jesus?
Porque estaba enojado a Jesús.
Because when they went to Peter's house,
cuando ellos iban a la casa de Pedro,
Allá, a la casa de Pedro, right? Thank you.
Gracias.
When they went to Peter's house,
cuando iban a la casa de Pedro,
his mother-in-law was sick.
Su suegra estaba enferma.
And Jesus healed the mother-in-law.
Jesús sanó su suegra.
That's why Peter was mad at him.
Es la razón que Pedro estaba enojado.
Because he healed the mother-in-law.
Porque sanó la suegra.
You know what happened?
¿Sabe lo que sucede?
The Bible said this.
La Biblia dice esto.
That his mother-in-law.
Que su suegra.
As ugly and mean as she might be.
Tan feo y malo como estaba.
She was sick.
Estaba enfermo.
She had a fever.
Tuvo fiebre.
And so you know what Jesus did?
¿Sabe qué hizo Jesús?
You know what he did?
¿Sabe lo?
Peter's mother-in-law is sick. Why don't we pray and fast?
You guys. Vamos orar y orinar.
Is that what he did?
Es lo que hizo.
The Bible said he went and rebuked the fever.
Y él rechazó este fiebre.
You ain't listening to me.
No es,
you people ain't listening to me. He said he rebuked the fever.
Él rechazó este fiebre.
Listen.
Escuche.
You've got to learn to take authority.
Tiene que aprender cómo tomar autoridad.
Every obstacle.
Obstáculos.
And every mountain.
Cada montaña.
If you want to move the devil.
Si usted quiere mover de Dios.
You've got to know who you are.
Tiene que saber quién es.
And you've got to know that you have the name of Jesus in your life.
Saber que tiene el nombre de Jesús en su vida.
About 4 months ago.
4 meses pasados.
My daughter called me.
Mi hija me llamó.
Now my daughter's backslid.
Mi hija no está en la iglesia.
She told me one day.
Me dijo un día.
Dad, I'll never be a Pentecostal.
Dad, nunca voy a estar un Pentecostal.
I don't believe in all that stuff.
No
Dad,
creo
you
en todo
me all
esto.
My life. I don't believe in all that stuff you taught me all my life.
Que me enseñó toda mi vida.
I was heartbroken.
Rompió mi corazón.
Somebody stole my water.
Alguien robó mi agua.
All thieves are going to go downstairs, okay. You all right?
Está bien? Yeah.
And she said, Dad.
Ella dijo, Dad.
Now, she had told me a long time ago, I'll never be a Pentecostal.
Me dijo muchas veces del pasado, no voy a ser Pentecostal.
About 4 months ago.
Como 4 meses del pasado.
She called me.
Me llamó.
She said, Dad, would you have the church pray for my friend Mitzi?
Dad, puede, llamó la iglesia diciendo, Dad, puede orar por mi amigo Mitzi.
Mitzi is the lady that worked with my daughter.
Es una mujer que trabajó con su hija.
And she was the one that always defended my daughter.
Siempre estaba el uno que estaba defendiendo su hija, mi hija.
My daughter's boss was meaner than a snake.
Este jefe de mi hija estaba más malo que un culebra.
Anyway, that's another story.
Es otra historia.
But my daughter Danielle called me.
Mi hija Danielle me llamó.
She said, Dad, would you have the church pray for Mitzi?
Dijo, Dad, puede orar por Mitzi. Tiene la iglesia orar por Mitzi.
She said, Mitzi, I didn't know who Mitzi was.
No sabía quién es Mitzi.
All I knew, she was a lady that worked with my daughter.
Solo sabía que es una mujer que estaba trabajando con mi hija.
And she was a white Anglo-Saxon.
Estaba un anglo-saxona blanca.
I don't care if she was pink or polka dot.
No importa si es rosada o...
She asked me to pray for her.
Y me pidió orar por ella.
And so I brought the church together.
Estaba invitando la iglesia a juntarse.
And we brought a handkerchief.
Estaban llevando este pañuelo.
And we anointed it with oil.
Ungirlo con aceite.
Now here's what had happened to Mitzi.
Esto es lo que sucedió con Mitzi.
Mitzi had had a shoulder operation.
Tuvo operación de su hombro.
It was a very simple operation.
Operación muy simple.
Very simple.
Muy simple.
But when they pulled the tubes out of Mitzi,
pero cuando ellos sacaron estos tubos de Mitzi,
she vomited.
Ella vomitó.
And the vomit went in her lungs.
Este vomito entró en sus pulmones.
And it caused an incredible infection in her lungs.
Causó infección increíble
now,
en
she
sus
had already
pulmones.
Been in a coma 2 or 3 weeks.
Estaba en coma por 2 o 3 semanas.
And my daughter said, Dad, would you have the church pray for Mitzi? She's very critical.
Puede orar por Mitzi. Es muy critical.
And so I got the church together and we anointed a handkerchief with oil.
Tuvimos la iglesia juntarse, ungir este pañuelo con aceite.
And when church was over, I went home.
Después de despedir la iglesia,
and from there I went on to the University of Michigan
Desde
Hospital.
Ahí fui al hospital de la Universidad de Michigan.
One of the greatest hospitals in all the world.
Uno de los hospitales mejores en todo el mundo.
And there was Mitzi with tubes coming out of everywhere.
Estaba ahí con tubos en todas partes.
And there was two nurses there.
Había dos enfermeras.
And I said, I'm a pastor.
Soy pastor.
And I come to pray for Mitzi.
He venido para orar por Mitzi.
And I said, but I'm Pentecostal.
Dije, soy Pentecostal.
And I pray different.
Oro diferente.
I'm loud.
Soy ruidoso.
And they said, okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
I took that handkerchief.
Tomé este pañuelo.
And I put it on her body.
Lo puso en su cuerpo.
And I said, Mitzi, in the name of Jesus.
Dije, Mitzi, en el nombre de Jesús.
And I began to pray for her.
Empecé de orar por ella.
Nothing happened.
Nada sucedió.
About 3 weeks went by.
Como tres semanas pasó.
Maybe 4 or 5.
4 or 5.
My daughter called me.
Mi hija me llamó.
And she was sobbing.
Estaba llorando.
Mitzi's daughter called her.
Hija de Mitzi la llamó.
And said,
dijo,
Daniel, my mom has been pronounced brain dead.
Fue proclamado muerto de cráneo, mi madre.
She's brain dead.
Está muerto en cráneo.
They want us to unplug her.
Ellos nos quieren desconectar.
My daughter said, Dad.
Padre, mi hija dijo.
Is there anything we can do, Dad?
Hay algo que podemos hacer.
I said, Daniel,
Daniel,
I'll go one more time.
Voy una vez más.
I hung the phone up with her.
Desconecté este teléfono.
I didn't know this lady from Adam.
No la conoció de Adán.
Or Eve, excuse me.
O Eva. Disculpe.
And I'm telling you, I cried.
Yo lloré.
I cried for this lady. I didn't know who she was.
Lloré por esta mujer. No sabía
but
quién
she
es.
Deserved a second chance.
Ella mereció otra chance.
The doctors had told the family, you've got to unplug her. You've got so many hours to unplug her.
Los médicos dijeron, tienes pocas horas para desconectarla.
One of the things they do is they give them so many hours so that in case they want to donate their organs.
Una cosa es para darles tiempo en caso de que quieran donar esos órganos.
And I cried hard.
Lloré fuertemente.
I was sobbing.
Yo estaba clamando.
I said, my God.
Oh, Dios mío.
The doctors have said she's brain dead.
Los médicos dicen que está muerto de cráneo.
But I know you, Lord.
Le conozco, Señor.
And I'm asking you to do a work.
Estoy pidiéndole hacer una obra.
So that my daughter.
Para que mi hija.
Who has left your way.
Que ha salido de su camino.
That she might know that you who you are and that you're still for real.
Que puedes conocerle quién es.
Would
de que
you do
es
this
real.
For my, I said, would you do this for my daughter?
Puede hacerlo por mi hija.
I got home.
Regresé a casa.
Took a shower and went up to the hospital.
Ducharme y fui al hospital.
I walked in there.
Entrando ahí.
There was nobody there.
No había nadie.
She was by herself.
Estaba solo.
And she was alive by the machines that were keeping her alive.
Estaba vivo solamente por máquinas.
I walked in there.
Entré ahí.
I wasn't there 2 minutes.
No estaba ahí más de 2 minutos.
And I said this.
Dije esto.
Basically, this is what I said.
Básicamente.
Mitzi.
Mitzi.
The doctors say you're dead.
Los médicos dicen que está muerto.
But I'm saying to you,
pero estoy diciendo a usted,
that the God that I serve,
que el Dios que sirvo,
is going to give you life,
va darle vida,
and I take authority over death,
tomo autoridad contra muerte,
and I command that your spirit would come back into this body.
Mando que su espíritu
you're going to come back to life and be a testimony for
va,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Va a recuperar su vida y va a ser testigo a Jesucristo.
I tell you in the name of Jesus.
Le dijo en el nombre de Jesús.
You're going to get up from this bed.
Va a levantarse de esta cama.
To give glory to God.
Para dar gloria a Dios.
I take authority in the name of Jesus.
Tomo autoridad en el nombre de Jesús.
Nothing happened.
Nada sucedió.
But the next day,
pero el próximo
the doctors
día,
came in to check her.
Los médicos vinieron para chequearla.
And she started squeezing her hand.
Empezó de,
and the doctor said, there's life.
Hay vida.
Let me just tell you the rest of the story.
Voy a decirle la otra,
they sent her from that to a rehab hospital.
Ellos la llevó de ese lugar de un hospital de rehabilitación.
And
And they sent us a video. The daughter sent us a video.
Nos envió un video.
When they were sending her home from the rehab hospital.
Cuando estaban enviándola a casa de este asilo.
And Mitzi was looking right at the phone when they were filming.
Mitzi estaba mirando en este cámara.
And she said, "I'm going home." Yes.
Voy a casa. Sí.
I thought we were Pentecostal people.
Yo estaba pensando que somos Pentecostales.
I said we're Pentecostal people.
Somos Pentecostales.
And we have authority.
Tenemos autoridad.
I said we have authority.
Tenemos autoridad.
You've got to learn to take authority.
Necesitamos tomar autoridad.
To speak to your mountain.
Hablar a su montaña.
To speak to your disease.
Hablar a su enfermedad.
And tell it has to go in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I just got back from Ecuador 3 weeks ago.
Regresé de Ecuador 3 semanas.
I was exhausted.
Estaba gastado.
And they took me to a church way 3 hours out into the sticks.
Me llevó en una iglesia 3 horas en el este Silva.
It was hot.
Estaba caliente.
The mosquitoes were biting me everywhere. I was bit everywhere.
Estos moscas estaban mordiéndome en todas partes.
Sacudos.
Sacudos. Okay. Sacudos.
When I got there,
cuando llegué,
I had already preached that morning.
Prediqué en la mañana.
And about, to God be the glory, about 8 people got the Holy Ghost.
A Dios sea la gloria, 8 recibieron el Espíritu Santo.
And then they took me to this other church.
Entonces me llevó a otra iglesia.
It was a little church.
Fue una iglesia pequeñita.
Way out in the sticks.
Muy lejos en este bosque, este Silva.
And it really wasn't a building.
No estaba edificio realmente.
All they had was a floor.
Solamente tuvieron piso.
Level with the ground.
Al nivel.
De la tierra.
De la tierra.
And then underneath there.
Y bajo.
There they had like a little basement.
Tuve subsuelo bajo.
Sótano.
Sótano.
All right.
También.
I'm a translator, so I. So there was a. It was like a little basement. It was like a little basement.
Sótano.
And I walked in there.
Entré ahí.
I was beyond tired.
Más que gastado.
And there was about, in that little basement.
En este sótano.
There was about 90 people.
Había como 90 personas.
It was crammed.
Muy empacada.
And there was a young man that was laying there, laying like passed out.
Un joven como estaba desmayado.
And a man had him by the like this by the shoulders.
Hombre le tuvo como con el por el hombro.
I thought he was drunk.
Yo estaba pensando que estaba borracho.
I thought he was drunk or something.
Borracho algo, no sé.
So during the service, I looked over at the pastor.
Durante el culto miré al pastor.
And I said, "Who is that guy right there?
¿Quién es este hombre ahí?
And what's up with him?
¿Qué pasó con él?"
Said he is a very, very, what word did he use? He's a very, very, he's an epileptic.
Tiene epilepsia.
And he has attacks all day long.
Tiene ataques todos los días.
And they've got him under very strong medication.
Y él está recibiendo medicina bien fuerte.
And even under the medication,
aun bajo de la medicina,
he still has one or two attacks every day.
Todavía tiene uno o dos ataques cada día.
And during the service,
durante el culto,
the devil told me, "Don't pray for him."
El diablo dijo, "No ore por él."
I gave the altar call.
Le dio este llamado del altar.
And all these people came up to the front.
Toda esta gente vinieron al frente.
And here comes this guy up to the front.
Aquí viene este hombre.
So I just began to pray for people, lay my hands on them.
Empecé a orar por personas.
And I just went over there and laid my hand on him.
Y impuse mi mano sobre él.
And I used the name that's above every name.
Usé el nombre sobre todo nombre.
I said, in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I rebuke this epilepsy.
Rechazo esta epilepsia.
And I left.
Y salí.
About a week ago.
Una semana pasada.
I called the pastor.
Llamé al pastor.
This was about 3 weeks ago.
Como 3 semanas pasadas.
And I said, can you give me a report of anything that took place?
Le dije, ¿puede darme informe de algo que sucedió?
He goes, a lot of people haven't let me know yet.
Mucha gente no me ha dado informe.
But that one guy, that was the epileptic guy.
Este un hombre que tuvo epilepsia.
He said, "When you laid your hand
dijo,
on him."
Dijo cuando usted impuso su mano sobre él.
He said he felt a fire go from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet.
Él siento fuego de su corona
and
de
he
su
said, cabeza. From that day till today, there was already like 2 weeks.
Desde ese punto hasta el día de hoy.
He said, "I know
semanas,
God healed me."
Yo sé que Dios me sanó.
I felt fire from the crown of my head to the sole of my
sentí
feet.
Sentí fuego de la corona de mi cabeza.
And in the last 2 weeks,
en esos últimos dos semanas,
I have not taken 1 ounce of medication.
No he tomado ningún once de medicina.
And I have not had one epileptic fit.
No he tenido ataque de epilepsia.
I said there's power in the name of Jesus.
Poder en el nombre de Jesús.
I said there's power in the name of Jesus.
Poder en el nombre de Jesús.
When you use the name of Jesus,
cuando usted la nombre de
something
Jesús,
happens in the other realm.
Algo sucede en el otro dimensión.
Something happens in the other dimension.
Otra dimensión sucede algo.
Even though you can't see it.
Aún no puede verlo.
The apostles came back, or the 70 came back.
Los 60 regresaron.
And even though they couldn't see.
Aún no pudieron ver.
Something was happening in the other realm.
Algo estaba sucediendo
so
en
you may come up here today.
Cuando usted venga hoy.
You may not see a thing.
Tal vez no va a ver nada.
But in the other dimension.
Pero en otra dimensión.
Did you hear me?
Escúchame.
In the other dimension.
En esta otra dimensión.
You are breaking the chains from the other dimension.
Está rompiendo cadenas de la otra dimensión.
So here's the deal.
Es la cosa.
If you don't learn to speak to your mountain.
Si usted no aprende a hablar a su
directly,
montaña, directamente,
you'll never have
nunca va
victory.
A tener la victoria.
Now, I'm going to give you the rest of the story.
Voy a darle el resto de la historia.
He said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven."
He visto Satanás caer como un rayo de los cielos.
And here's what he said.
Es lo que dijo él.
He said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions." Verse 19.
Aquí os doy potestad de hollar serpientes y escorpiones y sobre toda la fuerza del enemigo.
He said, "And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you."
Y nada os dañará.
He said, "I give you authority over serpents and scorpions."
Doy potestad sobre serpientes y escorpiones.
Do you think that's written there just to look really pretty, serpents and scorpions?
Piensa que aparece muy bella para escribirlo así.
You think it's just written there because it looks so pretty, serpents and scorpions?
Bella serpientes y escorpiones.
Listen,
escuche.
Listen,
escúcheme.
There's, look, we're fighting a battle against people against another realm we cannot see.
Estamos batallando una dimensión que no podemos ver.
And some of them are serpents.
Algunos son serpientes.
But other ones are scorpions.
Otros escorpiones.
Some are serpents.
Algunos serpientes.
And some are scorpions.
Otros escorpiones.
A serpent.
Un serpiente.
He'll fight you face to face.
Va a lucharle cara a cara.
Sometimes when you're in a battle,
a veces está en batalla,
you know it's a serpent.
Usted sabe que es serpiente.
Because you're fighting it face to face.
Porque está luchando cara a cara.
And you can see that it's a serpent, it's a devil.
Puede ver, es un serpiente, es un demonio.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
¿Sabe lo que estoy diciendo?
Some of you are facing circumstances.
Algunos están enfrentando circunstancias.
And situations.
Y situaciones.
And it's very obvious it's a serpent.
Bien obvio que es serpiente.
Because you're face to face.
Es cara a cara.
But the scorpion.
Pero el escorpión.
He doesn't fight that way.
No lucha como este.
The serpent, the scorpion.
Este escorpión.
When it's fighting with its prey or whatever.
Cuando está luchando con su casa, enemigo.
Here's what it does.
Es lo que hace.
It gets its attention.
Presta su atención.
And then while the enemy can't see.
Mientras el enemigo no puede ver.
It takes its tail from the blind side.
Toma su cola de esta parte escondido.
And it stings it.
Y está picándole.
When the one that it was fighting never knew where it came from.
El uno que no sabía de dónde vino,
Some of us are in situations and circumstances.
Algunos de nosotros estamos en circunstancias y situaciones.
And we're saying to ourselves,
estamos diciendo a nosotros mismos,
where did this come from?
¿De dónde vino esto?
You know what happened?
¿Sabe lo que sucedió?
A scorpion invaded your territory.
Un escorpión invadió su territorio.
And you never knew it.
Nunca sabía.
He said, I give you authority.
Le doy autoridad
over serpents and scorpions.
Serpientes y escorpiones.
Some of you are facing scorpions right now.
Algunos están enfrentando escorpiones ahorita.
You are in a situation and circumstance.
Está en circunstancia
that you cannot explain.
No puede explicar.
There's another dimension that's battling with you.
Hay otra dimensión que está batallándole.
And we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
No peleemos contra carne y sangre.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
No peleamos contra carne y sangre.
But we have a name that's above every name.
Pero tenemos un nombre sobre todo nombre.
And we can use that name that's
podemos
above every name.
Podemos usar este nombre.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The Bible said he is the Lord of hosts.
La Biblia dice es Señor de los ejércitos.
Don't that sound pretty?
Aparece bella.
In Spanish, it's a little prettier.
Es más bella en español.
And in Spanish, it's Jehovah of the armies.
Jehovah de los ejércitos.
Jehovah de los ejércitos. In Spanish, it says Jehovah of the armies.
Dice en español, Jehovah de los ejércitos.
In English, it says it real plain, the Lord of hosts.
Dice bien claro en inglés, el Señor de...
But you know what that means? You know what that means?
¿Sabe lo que dice?
That he is the Lord and he's got an army behind him.
Él es el Señor y tiene ejército tras de él.
And so let me tell you something.
Yo quiero decirle algo.
Every time you call his name,
cada vez que usted clame el nombre,
something is going to happen in the other dimension.
Algo va a suceder en la otra dimensión.
He might be on his throne.
Tal vez está en su trono.
But when you begin to say Jesus,
comienza a decir Jesús.
When you begin to say Jesus,
dice Jesús.
When you say Jesus,
dice Jesús.
The Lord of hosts,
Señor de los ejércitos,
begins to hear somebody calling his name.
Comienza a escuchar a alguien clamando su nombre.
And he begins to get his army ready.
Está preparando su ejército.
To go and fight on your behalf.
Para batallar de parte de ustedes.
I said he's got an army that's going to fight with you on his behalf, on your behalf.
Para pelear de parte de usted.
So I'm going to ask you.
Voy a pedirles.
I'm going to ask you.
Voy a pedirle.
What's your mountain?
¿Qué es
What's your
su
obstacle?
Montaña?
What's your obstacle?
¿Qué es su obstáculo?
What's your situation?
¿Qué es su situación?
What's your circumstance?
¿Qué es su circunstancia?
Are you fighting a serpent?
¿Está peleando serpiente?
Are you fighting a scorpion?
¿Está peleando escorpión?
It doesn't matter.
No importa.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Hay poder en el nombre de Jesús.
When they came back, they said, even the devils are subject to us through your name.
Cuando ellos regresaron, ellos dijeron, hay poder hacia su nombre.
How I wish somebody would say the name of Jesus.
Espero que alguien en este lugar clame el nombre de Jesús.
Because when they used the name of Jesus,
porque cuando ellos usaban el nombre de Jesús,
even though they couldn't see in the other dimension,
aún no pudieron ver en esta otra dimensión,
Satan was falling like lightning out of heaven.
Jesús vieron Satanás caer como rayo.
How many would like to see the devil fall like lightning out of heaven today?
¿Cuánto quieren ver Satanás caer como rayo?
Is there anybody that would like to defeat the devil today?
¿Cuánto quieren derrotar al demonio hoy?
Is there anybody that wants a victory today?
¿Hay
I want to know where you are.
¿Quiere victoria hoy? ¿Dónde está?
I want to know where you are. Do you want victory?
Sé. ¿Dónde está?
I want to know
victoria?
Where you are. You want victory? Hallelujah. Anybody
victoria?
Else want victory?
Alguien quiere victoria.
If you want victory, you come on up here.
Venga, si usted quiere victoria.
If you want a victory, come on.
Si
everybody stand up.
Victoria, venga, todos vengan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm willing to pray for anybody today.
Estoy dispuesto para orar.
I don't care if you're sick.
No importa si está enfermo.
I have a name that's above every name.
Yo tengo nombre sobre todo nombre.
I want the ministers to come over here.
Yo quiero los ministros venir por acá.
I want all the ministers to come up here.
Venga. Ministros.
If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed,
si usted tiene fe como grano de mostaza,
you're going to speak to your mountain.
Va a hablar a esa montaña.
And take authority over it.
Y tomar autoridad sobre ello.
Because we have been given power and authority.
Hemos recibido poder y autoridad.
Over all our obstacles.
Sobre todo obstáculo.
Are you facing a situation?
Está enfrentando situación.
Is it a family problem?
Es problema familiar.
It doesn't matter what it is.
No importa lo que es.
I want you to look at it.
Yo quiero para usted mirar en ello.
And I want you today, you're going to speak to your mountain.
Yo quiero para usted hoy hablar a su montaña.
And you're going to tell it, you're going to leave in the name of Jesus.
Va a salir, decir en el nombre de Jesús.
And I'm going to ask all these ministers right now.
Voy a pedir todos los ministros ahora.
They're going to take oil and they're going to pray for everyone that needs prayer.
Van a tomar aceite, van a orar por todos los enfermos.
And we're going to take authority over every sickness
van
and disease.
Van a tomar autoridad sobre toda enfermedad.
Over situations and circumstances.
Situaciones y circunstancias.
Does anybody believe today?
¿Alguien cree hoy?
That today is the day of victory.
Hoy es el día de victoria.
Does anybody believe that today?
¿Alguien cree que hoy?
I said today.
Hoy.
You're going to put a stop to all this. You're going to put a stop to all these attacks of the devil in your life. Hallelujah, right now. Raise your hand.
Ahora, alza sus manos.
Raise your hand.
Alza sus manos.
Everybody begin to say Jesus.
Todos comiencen a decir
Everybody
Jesus.
Everybody begin to say Jesus.
Todos digan Jesús.
Everybody begin to say Jesus.
Empiezan
Come on.
A decir Jesús.
Because when you use the name of Jesus, something happens.
Cuando usted usa el nombre de Jesús,
something
algo
happens
sucede.
In the other realm, in the other dimension.
Otra dimensión, algo sucede.
I want you pastors and preachers to get down here and begin to pray. Anoint everybody with oil in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Ahora, en el nombre de Jesús.
Lord, right now, in the name
Señor,
of Jesus.
Ahora, en el nombre de Jesús.
Lord, we come before you in the Señor. Name of Jesus.